Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Your half-hour inspirational program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Thank you so very much for joining us. We're going to have a great show for you tonight, and I have certainly been looking forward to this show all week. It is indeed a pleasure to be with you this evening, and we welcome callers from all around to comment. Tonight we're going to be talking about, does perfection exist? Does perfection exist? If you want to speak to the host, press 1, and we will certainly be able to bring you into the studio. Tonight's broadcast, once again, if you want to speak to the host, you can press 1. We're going to have a featured guest that's going to be joining us momentarily, and the question becomes tonight, does perfection exist? Many of you all may recall from Tuesday night's broadcast, we had Apostle Flora Samuel on the air, and we had a very heated presentation. We asked some questions relative to that Tuesday evening's story about the characters, and we asked the question, we sort of got off track into perfection. And Apostle Samuel shared some information with us that was quite enlightening, I must say. And, of course, it was also from many of our callers and listeners and those that have called in since then. Perhaps it gave the impression of a debatable issue. Well, we're going to bring once again back, by popular demand for this particular segment of our broadcast, we're going to bring back Apostle Samuel. And we're going to ask for some scriptures and support as those that are out there that may be tuning into tonight's broadcast may have some questions or comments. Once again, you're listening to your half-hour inspirational program from the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We're going to go ahead at this time and bring in Apostle Flora Samuel. Apostle Samuel, welcome to this edition of your half-hour inspirational program. Thank you for joining us. You're on the air live.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me again.
Okay, it's a pleasure to have you. You know, when we think about perfection, I think about the Garden of Eden. And before we just go any further, I just want to invite the presence of the Lord into our broadcast tonight. Father, we invite you into the broadcast tonight, and we ask that you would touch our hearts, touch our thoughts, our minds. Let us be receptive to the message that's presented based on your word and your word alone. Open up our understanding. These and other blessings we praise you and we thank you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Okay, Apostle, when I think about perfection, I think about the Garden of Eden, and I can only imagine, I try to imagine the trees and the nature surrounding everything near Adam, being the first man, never created from a baby or from a child, that he had to be trained up. But he was given instructions from God. I think about also the time when God mentioned in Genesis 2:18 that it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him and help me. And he made the animals, and then ultimately God caused man. We know the story about creation. Caused a deep sleep to fall upon him, and he took a rib and so forth, and thus Eve came into being. So when I think about that first family, you know, as in the form of humans. I think about innocence, purity, freedom of choice. And so with that freedom of choice comes responsibility. And too much freedom sometimes can bring, perhaps, and some have said, in times past, can bring chaos. Now, we talked about perfection in humans, and you said on Tuesday night's broadcast, and correct me if I'm wrong, that there are perfect people, and some of our listeners may have gotten off task on that particular area when you say that there are perfect people. And once again, if you want to go ahead and share some of that in terms of perfection, and I'm going to give my version of what or how I view perfection when it comes to spirituality. Apostle Samuel?
Yes. Okay, thanks. I do want to keep in mind there are a lot of views, because each one of us, if there's 10 of us on this line, there's 10 different views. However, there's only one truth. And so I'm going to speak truth tonight. So I'm going to do a little foundation. Yes, there is perfection on earth. Perfection is by faith and not by works. So it is a Greek word, and it means to be complete. It is not the American Standard Dictionary, Webster, that tells you perfect means what you do and what you do not do. As a people of faith, that would be up under works, and we are not under works because we are not perfect in our works. But we are perfect by faith, by the complete work of Jesus Christ. Back to the Garden of Eden, Adam was created perfect in all his ways. He was created in the image and the likeness of God, and God is perfect. Therefore, man was created perfect. Now, Adam did not fall in his thinking until he ate from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Then he became dual in his thinking. At first, he was single in his thinking, only in righteousness, which is what our new birth gives back to us, the perfection that we originally had with God the Father, where we are one with him. No record of separation. We become one again with him. We are as he is in the earth. And that's in 1 John 4, verses 17. Before I go any further, I'm going to do this very quickly. I know you want to keep the answers real quick so we can get as many phone calls in as possible, but I want people to grab a pen, paper, if they don't have one, because I am going to give you scripture to back up what I'm telling you.
Okay, that's fine. Go ahead. What I've also chosen, Apostle Samuel, tonight, I'm going to, instead of having entertaining a number of calls, I will probably choose to not entertain no more than maybe one other call. And that way, because the broadcast goes rather fast, so I may not take one or two other calls. But I'm leaning towards giving you an opportunity and myself an opportunity to have a civil discussion about perfection and answering, in terms of seeking an answer for the question of, does perfection exist? All right, go ahead. You were talking about you're going to give some foundational information with scripture.
Yes. The scripture, because truth stands. The first scripture I want to share with you is going to be Matthew, the 5th chapter and verse 48. Now, I will answer the question, does perfection exist? Yes, it does. When we talk about our lower nature, the natural man, no. But the spirit of man is perfect in all its ways. It's born again of its maker, who is God. Scripture number 48. Chapter 5 of Matthew says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Now, that scripture tells me that it is possible. Otherwise, God wouldn't have said it. And as a matter of fact, it's in red, Jesus said it. So he's saying, be ye perfect, because now you're taking on who I am, and I am perfect. That is the perfection that exists in believers now. This is not everybody, Dr. Walker, and for our callers. This is for people who have the born-again experience of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior with the Holy Spirit. They are now empowered and able to be who God has called them to be, and they are given back their status that Adam had with God in the beginning. My second verse will be James 1 and 4. All of these scriptures, so let me just go ahead and give them all, and then at their leisure, maybe we can get a couple questions at their leisure, they can go and read them. James chapter 1, verse 4.
Let me ask first, how many do you have? How many do you have?
I'm just going to give you one more. Hebrews 6 and 1. And I really like that. I want to jump over there to Hebrews 6 and 1. Hebrews 6 and 1 says, therefore, meaning concluding the whole matter, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, your elementary thoughts, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Now, if the scripture can tell you that, to move on, even from repentance, and to move on even from just talking about faith in God. He is saying let's move on to perfection, and he is saying let's move on to maturity. You're no longer children being tossed to and fro. You're now a son, and this is maturity, that a person comes in their mindset as they continue to walk with God. So that is where perfection exists. It exists in the mature adult sons of God. And those sons are mankind, male and female. And in Christ, there is no male or female. Just for the sake of argument and time, all who are in Christ and believe, those are church cliches that says there is none righteous. That's a cliche and it's a lie. God help those who help themselves. That's a church cliche. There's no one holy but God. Those are cliches, church cliches, and they go directly against the scripture and the word of God, because God says, be ye therefore. And because he said it, the power is in it. So I just want to present that and to you, Dr. Walker, and to our listening audience. I will take a question, or if you have a question.
All right, you know, when I think about perfection, again, I think about the Garden of Eden and with freedom of choice that they had. And I know you mentioned that you believe that Adam and Eve were, or Adam was created perfect. And it wasn't until, and I know we had a caller last week that mentioned, it wasn't until Adam sinned, you know, using his free will, his freedom of choice, that he sinned and therefore became the existence of imperfection. Now, let me ask you this question. Do you think that perfection can be viewed as a concept, sort of like a paradoxical type concept, and is it a reality? Is it actuality in the physical world, or is it more in just the spiritual world?
Okay. Well, it would take me lots of time to answer those questions for you. First of all, a believer should be living only in the spirit realm, even though they are actually on earth physically in their body. The life that they live should be a spirit-filled life. So, therefore, perfection is existing within them. I go on a really different level here when it comes to that. It is a mindset. Heaven is a state of mind while we're here on earth. So my mind says that I'm perfect, or either my mind's still telling me a lie, the carnal mind telling me that I'm imperfect because of what I do and what I do not do. That does not make me perfect, nor does it make me righteous or unrighteous. It is strictly all faith and the complete finished work of Jesus Christ that makes a person whole and complete, and which makes them perfect, and which that is the Greek definition of being perfect, or perfection. So people do live that. And it's totally separate, Dr. Walker, to answer that question. It's totally separate from the natural realm. But a believer should not be living in a natural realm or by the soulless realm. Man is triune, spirit, soul, and body. But he is to have his mind renewed according to Romans 12:2b. Be ye transformed. So the only way transformation can take place is through our thinking. Our thinking determines our attitude and every single thing. It determines success or failure for us.
Okay, all right. Now, you know, I go with another question. Then are you saying that perfection exists with people who operate in the spiritual realm, those people who are considered Christians? And so perfection is not necessarily for those who are, I wouldn't call them non-believers, but those who are not operating in the spiritual realm. Is that what you're saying? That perfection is for those who operate in the spiritual realm.
Okay.
As followers
even
of Christ.
I know even Christian is such a loose term. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. So in being a follower by faith, I believe in what his complete work. So therefore, I would do that. Now, a person who has not accepted Christ and have not had the born-again experience yet, they are still perfect. They have not been awakened to the fact that they are. And they will not be awakened. The kingdom of God is not by observation. It is by being. We be who we are in Christ. So when they become born again, they become awakened as they continue to walk with the Lord. They become awakened to the truth, which is what I've given tonight. So, you know, for people who are still religious in their thoughts and their patterns of thinking, then the answer would be no. But in all actuality, there is only one reality, and it is truth. And that reality is God's word. That's the only reality. Everything else is an illusion of the mind. No, people, most Christians going to church 20 or 10 or 15 years do not understand the power of having a mind renewed according to Romans 12b, because that's the only way that you see the kingdom. It's not a physical kingdom. It is a kingdom that you see by faith, that you become and that you live.
Okay, so when you say it's not a physical kingdom, are you suggesting then that heaven is not a physical place, but it's more in the mindset as humans here on earth? So heaven is not above in the spheres, but rather here exists in the mindset of man. Is that what I'm hearing you say?
I am saying it exists in the spirit realm. That's correct. The natural realm cannot see the kingdom. That's what I'm saying. That's why the Bible says you cannot see the kingdom. They cannot see the kingdom. But that see is not a physical sight seeing. That see is a knowing within your spirit, and you're able to live that because your mind has now been renewed to that truth, to that fact.
Okay,
and the Holy Spirit takes you there.
Okay, so if I mean, I'm maybe a little slow in getting it, and I know that I have callers that from times past that have wanted me to make certain that I get clarity on it. Are you saying then, once again, yes or no, that heaven is not a physical place? It's more or less a mindset. And if that's the case, where does God exist? I mean, and other than you saying he exists within us, that there is no...
Go ahead. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. God is spirit. So a spirit, do you see your thoughts?
No, you don't.
Okay, all right. So God is spirit. The soul becomes renewed, and this 30-minute show will not give me time to teach on what I need to give for people. But I am saying that it exists, and heaven is a state of mind while we're here on earth. Yes, heaven is a state of mind. It is a renewal of your mind to what the word of God says. Adam fell in his thinking. He became dual in his thinking.
Okay,
okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish your thought, then I want to ask a question.
Okay, I was going to say, yes. Adam became dual in his thinking. He now knew evil when in the beginning he only knew, and that's what exists in the kingdom today. Only righteousness exists in the kingdom. Only perfectness exists in the kingdom. So a person who says that they are in the kingdom and they are born again, then that is who they truly are. What they're living here isn't an experience, but it's not the reality. Heaven is a state of mind. I live in utopia every day.
Okay, so, okay, let me ask this question then. So when you believe in Eve, Adam, and the creation, sort of creation with Adam and Eve, is that right?
Correct. Oh, yes.
Okay, so then if that's the case, where was the Garden of Eden in heaven and a physical place, was it, or was the Garden of Eden an existence in our mind? If that be the case, then Adam and Eve be a figure of our imagination, wouldn't you say?
No, no, not at all. It would be a fake. Now, great question. All right. Everything prior to Christ, let's say B.C., before Christ, it was done in the physical realm. That's why Israel is still looking for a holy land. The land that he's seeking now should be a spirit land, which is Messiah Jesus. Everything takes on a spiritual connotation on this side of the cross. So all my words will be to that truth. So that's why I say no. It was a physical, but you and I have a Garden of Eden. We live in a Garden of Eden within our mindset because our mind is now renewed to God through his word. And in that word, there exists none of the natural stuff that we experience. We are true born again. I shouldn't say a true born again, a mature. Let's go back to the perfection, the question. A perfect. Mature person. I'm going to use the word mature instead of perfect because it throws people off. Is a person who now lives in a realm, even though they are on the earth in a physical body, they live in a realm that's beyond this world. That's why Jesus told them in his day, my kingdom is not of this world. So
okay.
He was in a state of being, one with God, where it's not of what you see with your eye. It is who you are, who you become. You become perfect because that's who God is, and that's who you are in him, in Christ Jesus. It's
okay.
Not an adjective. It's a noun. It's who you are. It's who you become. Because of your faith in the complete work of Jesus Christ. And this is what I teach the body of Christ. And that's what God has seriously anointed me to teach his word, to bring his people out of bondage. And that's what he called me to do. That's my specific duty, to bring his people out of bondage. So he has gracefully graced me, I tell you. Because I, too, was where, oh, you remember I shared that on the program a little about my own life from a much oppressed mindset, but the only reason the body of Christ is not living the abundant life that Christ said he came to bring is because their mind has not been renewed according to Romans 12, 2 and B. It must be renewed to the spirit of the word, not the letter of the word, but the spirit of the word, which is life.
Okay, Apostle Samuel, I'm going to ask you if we can have you pause for a moment.
Sure.
I want to go in and give a disclaimer that we give over the air, and I was supposed to have done that. My producers will let me know at the very beginning of the show. The opinions, you're listening live to the Your Half Hour Inspiration program. It's a little twist from the normal programming that we do on Friday night. I have my featured guest this evening is Apostle Flora Samuel. The Your Half Hour Inspiration program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. The Dr. Jesse Walker Show airs every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's about relationships. The Your Half Hour Inspiration program is a spiritual program, and of course, as on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show and Your Half Hour Inspiration program, the opinions that are expressed from my guests, my other participants, my featured guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed in my food for thought or just over the air are merely those of my own and like those of my guests or other participants should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate licensed, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, when it comes to even things relative to, I want to go ahead and furthermore read some more information on this, about this disclaimer. Now, just as in my weekly inspirational publication that I view as biblically inspired, it comes with this disclaimer. All scripture, writings, stories, and the like are given by inspiration. Any names, places, settings, conditions, situations, or otherwise appearing to be evident of a person or persons, situation, or circumstances depicted in this publication are merely coincidental and are not meant or intended to represent or misrepresent any known person or persons relative to his or her or their status or lifestyle. Just as with this show, as the author of this show, when it comes to the producer, and in part with the producers, the opinions that are expressed are merely those of my own, and even when it's rendered as an opinion. The author or authors reserve the right or rights to present his or her or their perspective, perception, interpretation, views, ideologies, philosophies, thought, or otherwise relative to the information presented. Any discrepancies with regard to views, perceptions, perspectives, interpretations, ideologies of any biblical, spiritual, religious, religiosity, thought, or otherwise, the reader or the listener should consult the Bible or other theology of his or her or their choice as the sole authority. Now, the information once again presented herein in presentation for your audio listening is for educational purposes only, based solely, now when it comes from my broadcast or my publication, based solely on subjective perception, interpretation of biblical pedagogy. And that's what I want my listeners to know tonight, that even though Apostle Samuel is rendering her views, her interpretation, her perceptions, those are merely those of her own. And certainly, I'm not here to endorse whether or not I disagree with her or agree with her in part. And for the record, there are certain things that are left to be debatable, and that's up to an individual's perception. So I just wanted to make that clear for the show. Apostle Samuel, we've got about another minute and a half, so we're going to ask you to go ahead with your thoughts. And then there is a comment that's coming in when it comes to perfection. Does that mean that, based on what Apostle Samuel has presented, does it mean that you can do anything and still be perfect? Apostle Samuel, in your view.
Okay. I'm going to let you answer that question since you've laid out some guidelines. I do invite everyone to let the Bible is always its authority, and the Holy Spirit is the discerner of all things, and he will give you any answers that you may need. For a person needing to ask that question, probably does not have any good I'm not going to, because then they've totally missed the entire thing if they need to ask that question. I mean,
okay.
You know,
right.
It's self-evident. Why would you do, your life belongs to Christ. Why would you do what you want to do? You no longer have a life. Your life belongs to the Lord. So therefore, you would do things that is pleasing to him.
Okay. Then I will try. We are coming up on the show's end. I will try to present a thought on that. Does that mean that you can do anything and still be perfect? My thought on that is I think that when you become a child of God, a follower of Christ, or aspiring Christian, one who's seeking to be perfect or to follow in Christ's footsteps, I don't believe that you can do anything and still consider to be perfect. I think perfection is what we strive for. I think it's a daily thing, like salvation. It's a lifetime process that we're striving for perfection. We're striving to reach that mark. I think we fall short on a daily basis there, those of us. And I think that there are some of us who have gotten to a different level where we, you know, have accomplished certain things. You know, and sanctification, they've reached certain points in their life. And others of us who are still striving may not have reached that point. And I think it becomes very important that we don't pass judgment on those who, and I'm not suggesting that Apostle Samuel is doing that or I'm doing that, because I don't think either one of us is doing that. But to answer the question, I don't think that you can do anything that you want and still consider yourself perfect. We're out of time, though. We've got about 8 seconds. Apostle Samuel, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. I'll be back next Tuesday for the relationship broadcast. And if you choose to bypass us on next Tuesday, join us again next Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Did you have a quick thought, 5 seconds or less, Apostle Samuel?
Follow the Holy Spirit, and I can be reached at area code 954-240-3845. I'm sorry, 3845, those last four digits. Have a great evening, and allow the Holy Spirit to lead.
Okay, and I concur with that. And thank you so very much, Apostle Samuel, for joining us on tonight's broadcast. To all my listeners,
have a good night.
Good night. God bless, and thank you, God.